It tells us, "Ushmarta, v'shamarta es achuka hazos l'mo'ada miyamim yamima." It might sound familiar. We read it a couple of days ago on Chol Hamoed Pesach. I think it was the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach. We read it from Parshas Bo. The question is, when the pasuk says you have to watch this chuka, what chuka? What mitzvah are we referring to? Because on one hand, because there's a parasha before it and a parasha after it. So what are we talking about? So that's a debate in the Talmud, in Menachos, between Rav Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. So Rav Yossi Haglili is simple, and then there won't be much of a shir tonight if we insert him, and then we'll give have Rabbi Akiva's discussion. So Rav Yossi Haglili says, you know what we're talking about? Tefillin. The pasuk is talking about chukah, refers to the mitzvah of tefillin, and it says miyamim yamima. So we learn out by tefillin, you only wear tefillin during the day, yom v'lo laila, and miyamim yamima. The Gemara learns in certain days, certain times, even during the daytime, which you don't wear tefillin, i.e. Shabbos and Yontif. So Rav Yossi Haglili covers all our bases. The pasuk's talking about tefillin, and he's telling us the mitzvah's tefillin is during the day, not at night, and even certain days during the year, i.e. Shabbos and Yontif, even during the day, you do not put on tefillin. End of discussion. Everything seems to be clear cut. He learns it all out from the pasuk. It seems to be black and white. However, Rabbi Akiva, he says no. He says the pasuk's not talking about tefillin. The pasuk is talking about Karban Pesach, the Paschal lamb. And then he says, okay, so that's fine. And he learns out, you do it once a year, etc. However, he darshens the pasuk. But the question is, but according to Rabbi Akiva, so how does he know that we can't wear our tefillin at night? According to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, we learned out from the psukim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that the pasuk is talking about Karban Pesach. So how do I know, according to Rabbi Akiva, that I can't wear tefillin at night? So Rabbi Akiva says, Minat Torah, you can wear tefillin at night. Why are you assuming you can't wear tefillin? In the Minat Torah, there's no problem of wearing tefillin. It's only Midrabanan, the rabbi said, not to wear tefillin because we're concerned that you might fall asleep with the tefillin, or you'll do inappropriate things with the tefillin on. So therefore, the rabbi, rabbinically speaking, don't wear, but biblically speaking, there is a mitzvah. Laila is man tefillin, but practically speaking, the rabbi said no tefillin at night. So, yes. So we all know we're all zealous in rabbinical mitzvahs and biblical mitzvahs. So according to everybody, you can't wear tefillin at night. According to Rav Yossi Haglili, no tefillin at night, biblically speaking, there is no mitzvah. And according to Rabbi Akiva, biblically there's a mitzvah, but the rabbis were concerned you'll end up not treating the tefillin properly, so they said no tefillin at night. So is there a practical difference between the two? Either way, I can't wear tefillin at night, so why is it important if I say biblical, besides obviously violating a biblical or rabbinical prohibition, but that's not a practical difference. Is there a case where one case perhaps we could find leniency? So yes, we can. Glad you asked. So there's an opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Rishonim, who says, I'll tell you the difference, and he passes like Rabbi Akiva, that the whole reason why you can't wear tefillin at night is because you're going to fall asleep. So he says, what happens if someone wakes up early? You know, they're an early riser. They wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't mean getting up at 5 o'clock, going to the bathroom and going back to sleep. Getting up at 5 o'clock, getting dressed, and starting your day. But it's not even dawn yet. So halachically speaking, it's still night because daytime isn't to dawn. So let's make up. Let's say 5 o'clock is halachic morning, and you woke up at 4 o'clock. And now you're getting up, you're doing everything. So can I put on my tefillin then? Because maybe the only reason I can't put on tefillin is because it's coming to fall asleep. But now that I already woke up from my sleep, I just had 8 hours of sleep, or 6 hours of sleep, or 3 hours of sleep, whatever you usually get. Exactly. So therefore, Rabbeinu Peretz says, yes, you could put on tefillin. So based on Rabbeinu Peretz, so we don't generally go with that. We try not to put on tefillin at night. So obviously, we're only going to do this in a shas hadchak, in a time of great need. So what's a time of great need? I'll give you a couple of them. I'll give you the most great need. Let's say during the Holocaust, Jews were moser nefesh to smuggle tefillin into the concentration camps. Yom HaShoah, I think next Thursday, actually. Holocaust. And basically, obviously, they couldn't do it during the day. They'd be killed. They'd get caught. So the only time they could put on tefillin was at night. So therefore, based on many situations, besides the whole Holocaust situation, but then would be a time is, that would be a shas hadchak, if the only time you could ever wear tefillin in your life. Again, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, there's no mitzvah, so there's no gain of putting it on. It doesn't exist. The mitzvah is yom and not laila. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says it's min haTorah, there's a mitzvah, and the rabbis made a decree, so maybe if the rabbis were there under that situation, they tell them the Jews in Auschwitz could put on tefillin if they, halavai they wanted to put on tefillin. Or, let's say, I remember when I was a child in the 1970s, I think it was the Iran embargo, either it was some oil thing, where I remember going, I wasn't driving yet, but I was sitting in the car with my father. I remember waiting on lines a half an hour to get gas at the gas tanks. And what they did is, I think they changed the clocks in order to make it change the time, whatever, to try to benefit. I forget which direction. However it worked, the problem was people had to get to work earlier. They had to daven even, it was even before the time, it was before the appropriate time to daven. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, has a tshuva, that again, based on Rabbeinu Peretz, under these scenarios, where you're getting up, you're going to work, so then he was matir people to put on tefillin early, and perhaps even with the bracha, that's a discussion, how far he goes. Or I'll give you another example. We could discuss if it is a Chabad, I assume, holds it's a shas hadchak. And what I mean to say is, when I travel to Israel, usually when I come home, it's usually like a night flight. Like it leaves Israel, whatever, I don't know, 12, 1 o'clock, and then it gets in. So I noticed that in the airport all the time, not just at the night flight, they have a Chabad person asking to put on tefillin. I mean, they have that at the hotel also, about putting on tefillin. And that's their thing. And in fact, back in the day, when we had the yeshiva of Hamilton here, and during the summer, one summer at least, we rented out the yeshiva to Chabad. They made the camp here one summer. So they did a lot of things, but I'll stay on point here. So what they did is on Friday, they walked around town and, doing what they do best, getting Yidden to put on tefillin. They walked around, I saw them downtown, maybe they're looking at houses with mezuzah. However the game is played, that's what they were doing. And I think they didn't know who I was. So let's say I think it was someone knocked on my door. I was in the back. I was barbecuing. I don't know if I was wearing like sweats, whatever I was wearing. And then they come to my door, they come to the back and say, "Oh, did you put on tefillin yet?" So I asked them, Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, which one? So they said, "I guess you put on." But I said, I said to them, "You know why you're doing this? You know why you have to go around?" And they looked at me like I was nuts. "Do you know why you're going around?" you have any idea why you have to do this job? I said, okay, if you don't know, I'll let you know. There's a Gemara in Shabbos which says that the certain mitzvahs that the Jews accepted b'simcha, so we do b'simcha today, and other mitzvahs that, so mila, so that's a different mitzvahs the Gemara talks about which were accepted b'simcha, and many Yidden even do them today, and the, like mila, Yom Kippur, but tefillin was a mitzvah. The Gemara gives an example where only one person wore the tefillin, but it doesn't make a difference. But tefillin was a mitzvah that wasn't eagerly accepted. And we see today, unfortunately, many people don't wear tefillin. I don't just mean Chol HaMoed. I'm talking about during the year. So I said, that's why you have to go. Since the Jews didn't accept the mitzvah of tefillin with the joy, so therefore we're suffering even today. So getting back to here, so it's the middle of the night, and I noticed them asking people if they're putting on, if they wore tefillin. So I'm assuming they assume it's a shas hadchak, that these Jews, they'll never put on tefillin. So if you could get them to put on tefillin, even at night, that for these people, it's okay. That's what the Chabad does. So I assume that's a justification. I didn't speak to the guy, because I don't know if he knows, if he would know anyway. But either way, the point being here is, it's the practical difference. That if you assume there's no mitzvah min HaTorah, so then obviously yes, there's nothing to talk about. But if you assume min HaTorah there's a mitzvah, like the way we paskin, and it's only midrabanan, we say no. So then perhaps under these situations where you have to get to work early, certainly the Holocaust, whether it's you're in the airport, those are different scenarios where it might come up. So we took care of tefillin at night. But according to Rabbi Akiva, what about tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he learns it out from the Pasuk. But according to Rabbi Akiva, maybe we should be wearing tefillin on Yontif and Shabbos. And if not, why not? So the Mefarshim say, what would Rabbi Akiva say? Because of another reason. We know that Shabbos is called an os in the Torah. And so is tefillin called an os in the Torah. And apparently mila is also an os. So generally, we have a general rule, apparently, that you only need to have, on a regular basis, you need to have two osos. So therefore, generally, during the week, so we put on a tefillin and we have a mila. So that covers our two osos. And however, on Shabbos, that we don't put on tefillin, so therefore, we have Shabbos as another os. So it says, since Shabbos is an os, so that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yanta, because it's an os. And in fact, it's an interesting discussion. I think it's by the Trumas Hadeshin. What happens if someone's a hemophiliac? Let's say someone's an oral, and let's assume Halacha says he can't do a certain. It's dangerous for him to do a circumcision. Halacha says you can't do one now. So he only has one os. So do I say that to this person, so some suggest maybe this person should wear tefillin on Shabbos because we need the two os. Halacha l'mayit, so we assume no. But the point being is that since Shabbos is an os, so therefore we don't wear our tefillin. So again, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's min HaTorah. It's based on the psukim, yamim yamima. But according to Rabbi Akiva, really min HaTorah, you would. But he says, since it's an os, so therefore he says, you don't. In fact, it reminds me of another story with Rav David Lipschitz, the Suvaka Rav. He was a big Rav in Europe who came to Yeshiva University, and he was a Rebbe there for many years. He was my next-door neighbor for a while when I was living at YU. And my wife used to get brachas all the time for our kids. So it goes like this. So the story goes, I wasn't there, but urban legend has it that someone showed up in shul on Shabbos in Rav David Lipschitz's minyan on Shabbos, and they were put on tefillin. So Rav David went over to the person and said, oh, do you know it's Shabbos? You know, we don't wear, the custom is not to wear tefillin. He said, oh yeah, I know that. But you'll never believe what happened to me last night. An angel came down to me and told me I should wear tefillin this morning. So that's why I'm wearing. I know it's shop. So besides, so you see, David knew psychology of humans as well. He says, let me ask you something, making an excellent point. What language was the angel speaking to you in? So he says, Yiddish, of course. Like, what other language does an angel talk? He said, no. Oh, no, then we have a tradition. Angels only speak Hebrew. So it must not have been of it. He said, oh, good point. And he took off his tefillin, and that was it. So we see, besides the halachic part, the psychology of how to talk to someone who, let's say, was a little on the edge, let's say. So either way, so getting back, so we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because it's an os. That's why on Shabbos, and you know, so Shabbos, the os is clearly, you know, it's an isra malacha. What's the os on Yontif? So on a Yontif, we have a debate. What is, everyone agrees there's an os, but Tosis writes it's the isra malacha. The fact that you can't do malacha on Yontif, just like on Shabbos, that's the os. And others say, no, the os is the positive mitzvah. Let's say now it's matzah, it's Pesach. On Sukkot, it's Sukkot. In fact, that's why somehow there wasn't, when I was growing up, see a lot of stuff you're learning when I was growing up. When I was growing up, people used to say, kind of like, if you go to work, then you should wear tefillin. But if you don't go to work, you don't wear tefillin. We'll see that that's only half true. I'll come back to that. On Chol HaMoed, that is. But either way, so some Rishonim say the reason why we don't wear tefillin on Yontif is because of the prohibition of work. And the others say, no, because of the positive mitzvah. So let's work with the Isser Malacha, let's assume. So the question is so on Shabbos and Yontif, or Yontif, there's a biblical prohibition to do malacha. We all know that. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. The question is, what about on Chol HaMoed? Obviously, the things you can't do on Chol HaMoed are different than you can't do on Yontif. Whatever you can't do on Chol HaMoed, I'm not going into it now, whatever they are. But the point being is, whatever is usher, is it a biblical prohibition or is it a rabbinical prohibition? They're doing, violating malacha, whatever the definition of malacha is, on Chol HaMoed. So that seems to be a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush. The Rashba says the Isser malacha is biblical, and the Rush says it's rabbinical. What's the machlokas? Because, in other words, because the Rush says it's rabbinical because we see it's different than Yontif. It must be because we're more lenient on Chol HaMoed than on. I can turn lights on Chol HaMoed. I could drive my car on Chol HaMoed. I can't do that on Yontif. It must be that it's only rabbinical. And the Rashba says, no, that's not it. Really, it's biblical. But it's an interesting halacha where the definition of malacha was left to the rabbis. Violating malacha is biblical, but the Torah left it to the rabbis to define what is considered malacha, what isn't. So you have a fundamental debate. So what does it have to do with tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So it goes like this. So the Mechaber, i.e. the Svardim, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch writes, one does not wear tefillin. So let's go back. So at night we don't wear tefillin, either according to Rabbi Yossi Aglisi, there's no mitzvah, or according to Rabbi Akiva, it's midrabanan. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif because it's an os. And therefore, let's say the os is the Yisra Malacha, let's assume. So what about on Chol HaMoed? So it's a debate whether the prohibition of Malacha and Chol HaMoed is a biblical prohibition or rabbinical. The Mechaber writes, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah, the Minig Ashkenaz, me, we are tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So what's the issue based on? So the Mechaber seems to be learning like the Rashba, that there's a biblical prohibition to do work on Chol HaMoed, hence it's an os. If it's an os, we don't wear tefillin. It has a din of Shabbos and Yontif, And just like we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we also don't wear on Chol Hamoed. And the Rama says, no, we pass on like the Rush. Really, biblically speaking, there's no prohibition of work on Chol Hamoed. It's only a rabbinical prohibition, and hence it's like every other day, you have a biblical obligation to wear tefillin. So that's a machlokes, machab Rama, a debate between the Sfardim and the Ashkenaz. And the Rama writes something, and interesting, even though I notice every year, well, not here, well, because when I've been in the hotels for the past years, but I look around, every year it seems to be poches v'holech. Less and less people seem to be joining me in wearing tefillin. Most people, I'm probably the only one in shul today who had tefillin on. So, why is it? My question is, it's not a question on Svardim. There are many Ashkenaz people who do not wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. And the question is, why not? It's an explicit Ramah to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. So it's similar. It's nothing to do, like it's a totally different sugya, but it's the same practice from a functional point of view. Hallel, the night of Pesach, in shul. The Mechaber, the Sfardim say it, and Ashkenaz Rama says not to say it yet. Many Ashkenaz do say it. Hasidim say it, Grunik say it. Why? That was the Rav Soloveitchik Shita, because he's a Brisker. So he held they do say it. So that's what happened here also by Tfilin and Chol Hamoed. So many Ashkenaz, they didn't, because anytime you have the Vilna Gaon, the Briskers, the Hasidim, and Sfardim all on one side, that's going to be the majority. The many Bali Tshuva. But again, but if the Minig Ashkenaz is still the Minig Eretz Yisrael is to follow the Gra, so they don't wear there. But the bottom line is, if you're Ashkenaz, you follow Minig Ashkenaz, unless you have a custom elsewhere. So therefore, you should be wearing tefillin. So the question is, and in fact, the Rama writes, you should, and in fact, the Rama even says to make a bracha on Chol. That's a discussion in the Achronim. If you're a real hardcore Ashkenaz, apparently I'm not, you make a bracha. I don't make a bracha. I just put on tefillin without a bracha, and and even the Mishnah Berurah writes, you can put on tefillin with the Tanai. If the halacha is like the Rush, then I'm putting it on because I'm chayev. And if the halacha is like the Rashba, then I'm just putting on my tefillin, I'm trying the size to make sure it fits right. So it's not Baal Tosef. Whatever the stipulation should be. The bottom line is, even though the straight psak of the Ashkenaz is not to put on, is to put on tefillin, yet the Briskers, many Ashkenaz do not put on tefillin for different reasons. So interesting, really, there's an interesting Beis Yosef, that's Rav Yosef Cairo's commentary before the Shulchan Aruch. He writes an interesting historical, and he says, really, everybody used to wear tefillin, even Svardim, until they found, I think it was an Arizal, or is the Zohar maybe, that says that he said strong words about anyone who wears tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Basically, Chol Hamoed is the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, you should not put on tefillin. So once they found that, so I was wondering how it happened. Like one year they're always wearing, and the next year they stop. However, it stopped historically, but historically, it seems to be everyone agreed to wear tefillin. It was only later when they found the Zohar of Shimon ben Yochai, who's consistent with his view. He says, in fact, that's how some quote the reason why you don't wear tefillin on Chol. There's a discussion, what's the definition when a ger, a non-Jew, someone who's in the converting process, so you don't keep Shabbos. So what does it mean? Can I keep Yontif on Shabbos? Is that considered keeping? Is that enough of desecration? In other words, I'll cook. And some say maybe if I keep Chol Hamoed on Shabbos, that's enough. So the point being is, so if you hold that keeping Chol HaMoed is like keeping Shabbos, and therefore they hold you can't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So either way, that's the whole discussion. The bottom line is, the straight minhag Ashkenaz is no Tefillin, but just like Hallel and Leil Pesach got hijacked by the Hasidim, the Grunix, and the Briskers, same thing here. Interesting, the Brisker Rav, who did not put on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, after next week, he used to keep his tefillin on longer for the whole week, an extra, I don't know, extra half an hour in order to make up for all those minutes he missed not wearing tefillin. But be it as it may, the minhag Ashkenaz is to wear, but the minhag Svard, Chasidim, and Grunix, so therefore many don't wear. So of course, you know, you follow your own family minig, or you follow if you don't have one, you could go with the minig ha'makom. In fact, that's a discussion. The Mishnah Berurah wouldn't be happy that I'm wearing tefillin in the tzibur. He might think it's I'm separating from the tzibur. How was this go to do? However, Moshe Feinstein would be, he says, today we don't really have a tzibur, it's Hefkervelt. In Europe, when you had specific towns, etc., and there were minhagim, today there are no real, strong, there's no minhagim as there was back then, and therefore people are mochel today, so it's not a big issue. So that being said, it's an interesting minig among at Satmar. The minig is that if you're single, if you're a bachur, you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but if you're married, you don't wear tefillin. What kind of halacha is that? I mean, I know that halacha by talis. By talis, that's the minhag Ashkenaz. If you're single, you don't wear a talis, or, you don't have to. But if you're married, you do. So, but where does it come from? From a pasuk in... It's a drasha on the juxtaposition of the psukim that it says ki yikach ish, when you get married, the mitzvah of kedushin, right next to the mitzvah of talis. So they say, it must be the meaning is you don't get put on your talis until you get married. Back then they got married early. So what's this reason for this minig among Svardim and also this the Sansa also have the minig. So I have two different interpretations. One from the Sansa is, I'll give you the Satma one first. The Satma reason is follows, because really, based on straight halacha, they agree you should wear your tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But based on nigla, based on Zohar as a mystical source, you don't wear. So therefore they say, so single people shouldn't be learning Kabbalah yet. So they have to follow the strict law, and therefore they wear the tefillin. But once you start learning Kabbalah, then you can follow the Zohar and not wear tefillin. Or, as they say, Amaisa with the Divrei Chayim, the Sans Rav, it was like, I guess, the first, second day of Pesach, and the kids were running around, I guess 12, 13-year-olds, I'm assuming 13-year-olds, girls, from the story, and they were running around in shul like vildachayas, doing what kids do best. They run around, create chaos, havoc, etc. I guess they were fooling around at the wrong time because they got the Divrei Chayim angry. He said, "Did you guys eat matzah this year?" In other words, his point was, if you ate the matzah, obviously it would have had an influence on you. You wouldn't be acting this way. I'm concerned maybe you didn't. So some say the reason was a practical reason. He didn't want the young, to wear tefillin, you have to have a certain kavanah. So maybe he wanted him, for those kids, he wanted to minimize the time. If you're 13, you got to wear tefillin. But in cases where he can minimize the tefillin, he didn't. So whatever the custom are, let's summarize. So we're all in agreement that nighttime we don't wear tefillin. according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, biblically, according to Rabbi Akiva, rabbinically, and therefore, if it's rabbinically, we have those exceptions, Holocaust, maybe Chabad midnight in the airport, or you have to get to work early, and you know, and they change the clocks, whatever the case may be. So then there's a discussion in terms, there's wiggle room. We can negotiate, as we like to say. What about wearing tefillin on Shabbos at Yontov? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, end the discussion. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's an os. So the question is on Yontov, we're talking about an os of a positive mitzvah or a negative. So let's assume, you know, we'll work with negative. That's a discussion. So Tosos holds, negative. See, let me just point out, what I said before is that people said, if you go to work, you should wear tefillin. That's not real. What Tosis is really saying is, if you hold there's a biblical prohibition to do work, not whether you work or not, so then you don't wear tefillin, but if there's no, if it's only rabbinical, then you can. So either way, so we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif. The Shaila is, what about Chol HaMoed? You know, and because we have two oses then, so that's the Shaila, whether Chol HaMoed is considered an os or not. In other words, is there an Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed? So that's a Rashba, yes. Rash, no. The Machaber Paskins, that there's an Issa Malacha, and therefore it's like Yontif, there is no mitzvah of tefillin, or you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah disagrees. The Minhag Ashkenaz, however, Grunics, Chasidim, and Briskers hijacked it, and many Ashkenazim do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And we pointed out the interesting minhag among Satmar that married people don't wear because they're learning Kabbalah, that's the Zohar, but the single people are just learning straight halacha, they do wear, or it was because it was a pragmatic reason that the Divrei Chayim got upset, they weren't acting properly, it's like they didn't eat the matzah, and he wanted to minimize the time these people, you know, who couldn't sit still for a minute, were running around, could go ahead and not wear tefillin unnecessarily.